I'm looking at ripping some 2x for top bars for the Apodias, the mini Apodias.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sitting in the driveway. I found my adapter and stuff, so I'm running the little handheld I showed you the other day, but it's squirting out on that antenna on top of the truck, and I'm hitting the Bay City repeater.
Yeah, there's just it sounds almost like wind, but it's probably only about 5-10% of your signal. I'm telling you, this repeater is a monster. You might be able to get it. You're set up mobile like what you're doing. Very few spots along the way from your place up to here where you won't have coverage. I got 5 cable saws, and what I need to do is bring a couple more up here so I can set up production runs. But I found my narrow curve. So I looked at my cable saw, it's still got the dado in it. And I found there's a in my dado box. I looked in there thinking, man, I hope that blade's in there. So I got a narrow curve to run on that I'm going to use for ripping the device out for pulling off the deck. These are nothing but scraps for those top bars.
Yeah, okay, cool. Hey, I switched over to the Flint repeater. Do you have any better copy on me?
Yeah, it sounds like you're sitting next to me.
Yeah, your last transmission is nice and clear, but the one previous had a heck load of static and some fading in it, so it's kind of interesting.
I'm just, you know, out here on the deck, and I get turned around, and leaves on the trees, buddy. That repeater's a monster, but I'm still getting into it with a rubber duck from Vassar, so it's phenomenal. You know, you were driving up here with a duck on it in the car. I couldn't believe you made it in.
Yeah, well, I'm right up close to the garage, and so the house is blocking probably a doggone good part of my signal, too, towards Bay City, right? So if I was on the open road here, even just a half a mile from the house, I might hit that repeater a fair amount better.
Look, once we flash that memory in that rig, you'll be able to just hit a button, you know, an up and down button, and go to different machines, and then have the 5-2 simplex as a secondary. And you got to watch it, too, because it gets confusing. You go roll through a town, and you get a couple guys on the calling frequency for simplex, and it'll just be, you'll hear both. And it gets real confusing, like two people. You got to have lizard ears.
Okay. Hey, I got to go grab the gas can and fetch Junior. We're going to go get some gas so I can do a little mowing and stuff, too. But I'll be back here shortly. KB80E, KEHEK.
70 degrees.